This is a podcast from Radio Horton, the station that's good for you. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking with Taraji from Zephyr UK, a local charity based in the Oxfordshire area who've worked with many different young people who might be struggling to find work placements after university, might be struggling with mental health issues to get back into work, or just need that bit of extra support with being able to write their CV or cover letters for job applications and things. They're also very, very good with working with people with neurodiversity, such as ADHD and autism. They're really good at working one-to-one, helping sit down with you and go over your CV and look for what skills might help you fit into the right job role for you and things like that. I hope this podcast manages to help anyone who might be struggling to get further support and guidance if you ever need it. And know that you can contact Zephyr directly if you need that further support after this. Thank you for listening and I hope you enjoy.
So this is a podcast for Radio Horton. I'm Tommy and today I'm talking to Taraji from the No Limits programme, Zephyr. Hi Taraji, how are you?
Hi Tommy, I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, not bad, thank you. Yeah, I'm good. So I was going to ask you a few questions about the No Limits programme and kind of like what it can do to help other people who might be looking for work or who are kind of like stuck at the moment and things. So what was the reason you wanted to be involved with it in the first place, with helping sort of people into work and things like that?
So I moved to Banbury about 5 years ago, and before I moved to Banbury, I was also working with young people, supporting them through employment programs. And so I did like the idea of Zephyr supporting young people who are neurodivergent and who have struggled in mainstream schools, or maybe they just needed a little bit more support. And yeah, it turns out that there was this program that had been commissioned by the government to be run by Zephyr through the COVID management fund. It was funded through Oxlep, and it was such an opportunity to be able to do this, not just with young people, but with everybody, because we're still all affected by, you know, COVID, and we're still working through the effects of COVID. And so it was a real opportunity for me to be able to manage that program where we're helping everybody from 16 plus to over 50.
Yeah, definitely. That's really great. What would you say as well has been like a challenge for you sort of like this year, or where you've been helping them, like helping people into work? What would you say is quite a big challenge as part of doing it?
I'll say one of the biggest challenges that we've had is that we've learned so much. Mm-hmm. And whilst we're, you know, doing, I mean, the No Limits program has ended now, it ended in September, but I realized that mental health is such a big barrier, because yes, our aim was to remove barriers that people had into employment, education or training, but we came across a lot of people who, unfortunately, yes, they are work ready on paper, but in reality, they're not quite ready yet. And that is a barrier that would be ongoing, because they'd need that support to, you know, seek therapy or speak to someone, which can take some time. Another barrier I'd say is working with our young people. They are still very much affected by the effects of COVID. And so social anxiety is a huge one, because a lot of our young people are struggling to get on a bus on their own and do things on their own, because they've been, you know, in the house for a long time due to COVID. So we're still combating the effects of COVID. So I'd say those were the two biggest barriers. We also had many other barriers, like, you know, we have a lot of refugees in the Oxfordshire area, and some of them are very much ready to go, but they couldn't do any apprenticeships because they haven't been in the country for more than 3 years. So it was quite limiting for them, in the sense that there might be opportunities through an apprenticeship, but they're unable to get it, you know, because apprenticeship offers both practicality and qualifications. So yeah, exactly. there are a few barriers, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, I think it is hard for young people these days, because they've come that time of being kind of like out of everything, but it's hard for them to get back into a routine of life again, and kind of like that working routine, isn't it? So how would you sort of, if someone had, because obviously Radio Horton does work really closely with the Horton Hostel and all that, if someone had been kind of like having health problems or like mental problems and things like, what sort of steps does like the Notice Program do to help them, like the support aspects to it? What
So
sort of
with
things does it do to help them?
yeah, so with the No Limits program, all we could do while it was running was just refer them to receive some mental health support. And unfortunately, we're not mental health specialists, so we would have to refer them. But then when we do refer them, unfortunately, there is a waiting list, and sometimes it could take up to 6 weeks, 12 weeks, which could delay things. So in other words, we would try and support them in other ways. For example, some people just needed to be in a community. So we would refer them to, encourage them to interact with other people, join community settings and larders. And sometimes that would also help with their anxiety or any mental health issues that they were going through or dealing with.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Brilliant. That's really great. And so yeah, you mentioned about the larders. What does the No Notes program have to do with the Bambi larder? Because I know it works quite they quite work quite closely together, don't they? So how did that kind of come about and things?
So the Bambi Larder came about when, obviously, me running the No Limits program, my role was to go around Oxfordshire supporting triage workers who were also supporting people and doing this all around Oxfordshire. So I would visit several community larders as well as food banks and churches and mosques and different settings. I was very new to Banbury, so I didn't really know much about Banbury. But when I did do an impact report, I realised that Banbury was the second most deprived in Oxfordshire and second most deprived area after Blackbird Leys. And I really struggled to support people in Banbury because we weren't just getting any referrals. What I found really worked through the No Limits programme was that when people build a rapport with you, they're more open to receiving support. And the No Limits program worked in a way that it was very informal. It was like a friend just encouraging you to take the next step. And, what does that next step look like? More like guiding you, rather than forcing you to get back into work. And for that to happen, people need to build a rapport with you. So in all these larders and all these community settings, they would see, our triage workers and myself turn up every week. Sometimes we would volunteer, and then through that, they got to know us, and then they were more open to, oh, you mentioned that you could help with my CV. Can we do that now? And this might be 2 months in. And so I realized that, yes, we had, organizations here in Banbury, like Sunshine Centre and Sunrise, but we didn't have a centralized place where people could build relationship and build a rapport with you. And so I basically set out and decided to start the Banbury Larder. And the effects of that, we can see that clearly because, the job club has been a great addition. And through that, people are able to be referred into the No Limits program and receive the one-to-one support that they need. And we're seeing people every week. So that way, because they're now getting familiar with you, they're more open to, letting you know and telling you about any issues that they might be going through or just having conversation with you. And so it's more of a wholesome type of support now through the Banbury Larder, but also supporting with employment. And that's how the Banbury Larder was born.
Oh, wow, very, very exciting, very interesting. Yeah,
Yeah.
you do see, I remember when from the time I went, you saw a lot of people every single week going, and it was really, really nice to see that, like, it had that impact on everyone in the community and things, and everyone loved coming each week. It was just really, really nice, and it's, yeah, it gives that social aspect, doesn't it, to everyone who maybe doesn't get the time to socialise much with people, it lets
Yeah.
them have that time to socialise, so that's really important, really good.
Yeah. Thanks, Tommy.
So how can people find another program like online? If they're looking for something, are you on social media? Do they have to sort of go to a website? How would they, if someone wanted to sort of get support from No Limits, how would they go about finding
So
it and
the No Limits has now ended, so it ended in September. There is something new coming into Oxfordshire called the Connect to Work. And so that will can also help with employment support, but that won't be starting until January. But yes, unfortunately, the No Limits has come to an end. Of course, Sophia still does some employability work and will do continue to in the future, but the No Limits is no more, unfortunately.
Okay, that's fine. That's good information. It's good to know that something is coming for people to refer to and have a look at if they need to, and that's really important, definitely, for in this day and age with people looking for work and stuff. So
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything you want to ask me at all, or anything else, or
No, not at all. Very good questions. I can't think of anything else.
So thank you. It's been really lovely talking to you and finding out information about this. I think it'll be really helpful for other people to know about No Limits and what they can achieve with it and things. And I can say, you know, from having it myself, like, it's really helped me get into the work I'm doing at Tesco's and things, you know. That's, it's really helped with that, and it really helped with my confidence when I wasn't, you know, when I wasn't working and I was like looking for a job, and mental health kind of was a big barrier. It's definitely did help a lot, and I think the one-to-one part of it,
it really helped. Amazing.
Yeah, it did really help. So,
yeah,
thank you for that as well.
Okay, so the No Limits has had some impact on you as well.
Yeah, definitely. A positive impact.
That's so good. That's really good to hear. It makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
it's been an honour knowing you and supporting you as well.
Thank you, George.
It's nice to see you doing an apprenticeship that you enjoy as well.
It's nice to know I found something new, and and the help with writing my CV and everything. Like, I didn't even know that was how you write your CV before, so it does give you that new information of the right way to do things, and it's that was really good. So thank you.
Oh, amazing, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.